Yeah. Yo, what's up? 2 o'clock straight up. It's the Card Show. Mr. Chris McMonigle. We call him Big Mac. Craig Carden with you. We go all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. You know, when we tell our children Christmas stories every year, as we just did about a month ago, you know, we always warn them about that nasty green goblin known as the Grinch, right? Unfortunately, I'm in an interesting position today where I have to play the role of the Grinch.
You can't bring me down today, Craig.
I have to.
Today is a great day, Craig.
Look, and it
You're
was
not going to bring me down.
It was great being on the air yesterday live. I think we were the first, not that it matters, to break the story that Stefanski was on his way to New Jersey. Then a lot of our eyes on the ground at Newark Airport confirmed that he was there. And you were very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever it was yesterday, when we got word that, oh my gosh, it's happened. John Harbaugh has been fired by the Baltimore Ravens. I've never seen this man so happy. And I enjoyed your happiness.
Thank you.
And then I spent the last 18 hours or so, you know, playing a little game I like to call chess. And you may have heard throughout your lifetime, some guys play chess, some guys play checkers.
I've heard that expression.
I'm great at both. All right, matter of fact, in my lifetime, only two men in my lifetime, I said this morning, have ever beaten me at chess routinely.
Okay.
One guy was a guy I spent a year alone with in a small little camp up in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. He was the largest drug dealer in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And one hell of a chess player.
And I'm telling you, one of the most phenomenal chess players I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Toyed with me. And I'm a grandmaster. Couldn't beat this guy. His name was Casey. Yeah. Controlled two blocks, all drugs, in Cincinnati until he got caught and, you know, righted his ways, okay?
Right.
The other guy, and I've told this story before, was the guy that should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Albert Bell.
Okay.
All right? I come here today not to be a bad guy, not to be a Grinch, not to rain on your parade. Oh, I'm a Giant fan. Oh, the Giants are the best job out there.
They are.
The Giants are going to get Harbaugh.
They certainly are.
And then we hear the report today, I think it was Connor Hughes who added our buddy, who said that all of a sudden in less than 24 hours that, yes, your guy, John Harbaugh, has become the number one candidate for the head coaching job with the New York Giants, and you celebrated it. You loved it. Frothing at the mouth, celebrating with the kids, hugging your wife, sweet, passionate music, saying, honey, we finally got there.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a coach because you play checkers. And on day three of the show, this is lesson number one from me to you.
Okay.
This is trying to turn a checker player into a chess player, okay? Here's the problem that you've forgotten. And I'm not going to go down the road of the obvious one, which is that, you know, the Giants cannot hire John Harbaugh
No.
The Giants cannot hire John Harbaugh tomorrow.
No.
Because the New York Giants, like every other team, still have to interview, even if it's a sham interview, which is why I don't like the Rooney Rule anymore. Because you're embarrassing people by bringing them in for jobs they can't get. But the rules are the rules. And the New York Giants have to interview not one, but two either women or minority men.
Yes.
That is an NFL rule. We can debate that rule another day. So John Harbaugh, well, in theory, could he agree in principle? Sure he could. Like, yo, I got you, back and forth, wink, wink.
Yeah.
But the Giants are not signing John Harbaugh today. Matter of fact, I don't even know if John Harbaugh is going to see them today. Because I know Kevin Stefanski is meeting with them today. Chess checkers. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Is that your first move? Is that
no.
your pawn?
Here we go.
When are you going to pull the
J7.
When are you going to pull the queen out?
I'm going to give it to you right now.
All right, let's
Queen's
go.
Out there and in a bikini, looking radiant and hot. All right?
Okay.
You guys, everybody in this radio station, my dear friends Boomer and Greg, Boomer and Geo, my dear friends Evan and Sean Morash, and even you in our pre-show discussions and the unnamed producer. You guys have only looking at this from one angle. It's a selfish angle. It's a New York angle. It's a Giant fan angle. Well, we are the best available opportunity. We're going to go get John Harbaugh. Where else would he want to coach? And you guys have missed the apple for the tree. And this is what it is. What makes you think that John Harbaugh is not going to wait to see the results of Wild Card Weekend? What makes you think John Harbaugh is just going to settle on the fact that, yes, the Giants is the best job available right now? No one's going to debate that. No dispute for me. We're in lockstep on that,
right,
as you said yesterday. But what you've forgotten to realize is that John Harbaugh holds all the cards, not the Giants. All right? And the reality is that if I'm John Harbaugh, John Harbaugh is going to wait to see, do the Houston Texans beat the Pittsburgh Steelers? And if the Steelers get knocked out, is Mike Tomlin going to leave Pittsburgh? Would he want to go to Pittsburgh? I say probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so we can agree on that one. He's going to watch the Buffalo-Jacksonville game. If the Jacksonville Jaguars at home beat the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen does not make it to an AFC Championship game or a Super Bowl, and there's no more excuses for him because no Lamar Jackson, no Joe Burrow, smoking on that Joe Burrow, and no Patrick Mahomes, then maybe it's time the Bills say goodbye to Sean McDermott. And if you're John Harbaugh, what's a better job? Bills' job, Giants' job.
That is one that sticks out to me. That's clearly the Bills' job.
Okay, so we're in lockstep.
We're in agreement.
Okay, let's continue on.
I can't wait to end this.
Let's continue on.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he decides to watch the San Francisco-Philadelphia game.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's say the Eagles win that game.
Yeah.
Now we all think my main man out in San Francisco is safe. I agree he's probably safe, but flip
definitely
the script.
Safe.
What if San Francisco and Brock Purdy goes into Philadelphia and they beat the Eagles? Eagle fans don't love Nick Sirianni anyway. He almost got fired 2 years ago. If Nick Sirianni is relieved of his duties and you're John Harbaugh, would you rather be the head coach of the Eagles or the New York Giants?
I'd rather be the head coach. I mean, the Eagles have a more talented. The Eagles
so
have a
sorry.
More talented team.
You're
Greg.
Damn right they do.
They do. They certainly do.
All right, do you want me to continue on, or do you get the lesson?
I get the point.
And the point is that John Harbaugh is going to decide where he's going to coach.
Yes.
And while for us, because we're selfish, and when we think about ourselves, the idea is how could he say no to the Giant job? It's the best job available. I agree 100%. Until it's not.
Right.
And unfortunately, because you have to interview other people, and the Giants haven't done that yet, and they have to be people outside the organization, and because there are other opportunities that today are not open, but might be open tomorrow, John Harbaugh is doing the right thing for himself by simply waiting. Let's see what happens this weekend.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the Eagles call and go, would you like to be the Eagles head coach? The answer is yes. The Bills call. Would you like to be the Bills head coach? The answer is yes. And now you go right back with your tail between your legs to Kevin Stefanski.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, listen. Is that over? Are you done?
Chess.
Are you finished?
Checkers.
Are you finished?
Someone on this
right,
radio station
I'm king you.
Has to view things without thinking about it solely through a Giants lens.
Yeah, but it does work both ways. First of all, you're right. He's got to wait. There's no
he
choice.
He has to wait.
You make it sound like he's doing the right thing. He's got no choice. You just said it. They can't hire him.
That's right.
So he's going to wait. We're all going to wait. The Giants are going to wait. Maybe another head coach like Tomlin becomes available, and suddenly Harbaugh has to worry about who the Giants are going to hire.
Okay.
Do you ever think of that? Because other jobs open up, right? Who knows? Tomlin becomes available.
That's right.
Nick Sirianni, I don't think he's that great of a head coach, but he is a Super Bowl winner.
Sure.
Maybe he wants to become the Giants head coach.
Do you want Nick Sirianni?
No, I don't.
Okay, bang.
Harbaugh's
your guy.
I want Harbaugh.
Right.
But of course, jobs are going to open up. We're going to wait. But John Harbaugh, you just heard Connor Hughes on before. Everything is pointing that these two great entities, the great head coach, the great organization with the quarterback, with it all set up, this is going to happen, Craig. And you can play chess all you want.
I'm playing chess all day.
We're all going to wait. We're going to wait to see who opens up.
Can I just add one more to it?
And it's also, there's a lot of good coaches here. Like, I get what you're saying. Right now, he seems to be the top of the list.
I don't think there's any debate. I'm not sure why he's the top of the list, but
well,
okay, he's at the top of the list.
There's going to be several coaches, several jobs. We have no idea what's going to happen. What was once, just a week ago, what deemed to be a terrible head coaching landscape. That was made me nervous, right? The initial list that they came out with for the Giants was a bunch of defensive coordinators that made me sick. And now suddenly we're looking at Stefanski, who I think is pretty good, McCarthy, who I think is an option, and John Harbaugh, and who knows who else? McDermott, like you said, might be out. That's a winning head coach. I don't know what we think about him, but winning head coach.
Right.
But as far as for Harbaugh, right? Wherever he's going to decide to go, and you're right, there are opportunities that could be abound for him. The world is his oyster.
I mean, what if the Green Bay Packers lose to the Chicago Bears?
Yes.
Have the Packers decide that maybe Matt LaFleur's had enough to run there?
There's been
a lot
of smoke.
And then you could be right.
Yeah.
Well, now maybe you're choosing amongst McDermott, Harbaugh, LaFleur.
Right.
There are other qualified guys that are going to be available.
And as much as I want Harbaugh, we talked about it yesterday. You asked me. I'd rather have Tomlin. I can be talked in to some other candidate.
But there's a sense of weird desperation amongst you guys.
I don't think so.
And I've got to be honest, it's so unbecoming of you people.
It's the opposite.
Oh, I got to get John Harbaugh.
No. He wants us. You know he does.
But I don't know that.
Yes, he does.
Why in the world would I think that John Harbaugh wants the New York Giants?
Because
John Harbaugh's going to want to go to the place that gives him the best chance to win.
I don't know.
Here's the reality in Baltimore, real quick. John Harbaugh wants people to know that Lamar Jackson was the problem, not John Harbaugh. That's what's happening. There was obviously some type of strife between them over the last couple of years. Lamar took all the bullets, not John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And maybe Lamar got tired of it. And according to the stories of people covering the Ravens, started tuning out Harbaugh.
Yeah.
They're not very close anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Story as old as time, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm John Harbaugh, it ain't about the money because I'm guaranteed the money.
Yeah.
Right? I can sit out and the Baltimore Ravens got to pay me a lot of money.
Right.
So I'm going to get the money regardless of what city I go to. Now it's about proving that I'm better than Lamar Jackson. It's like the Brady Belichick crap. So if that's the case, today, yes, Giants, best situation.
Right.
But on Monday, when you and I come into work, there's a chance that the New York Giants are the fourth best destination for a good head coach.
I mean, we could I don't know about the fourth, but we could discuss
and
that.
And the same applies to Stefanski.
Yeah.
Because if I'm Kevin Stefanski, and I now know that you brought me in to meet, and at the same time, you're on Tinder cheating on me with John Harbaugh, guess what? If one of those jobs opens up, I want that job also.
Well, that's the name of the game. Like, now you've really, you want to talk about chess. I understand you're trying to figure out a way to Harbaugh not to come here to ruin my day.
You could lose both of them.
You could lose both of them.
That's right.
That's the scary part. If you really want to play the game of chess, the Giants are playing the game of chess right now of interviewing candidates, and it's out there. The Giants want him clearly. He's the number one choice. He's Tom Coughlin reincarnated. I know Tom Coughlin is still with us. But, like, he is the leader. He is the culture builder. He is the coach with sustained success. Like, he is the perfect guy to bring here, along with others who might become available. But that's the game, because we could see, you're right, I don't know what could happen. This could be one of the great coaching, I mean,
depending on what happens in wild card round,
it could be one of the great coaching years of all time. I mean, Sean McVay, there's been rumors about him just being tired of what's going on in L.A., even with the winning. If they fall short, or what if they even win another Super Bowl? He decides, I've done enough here in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, there are talks of him going to TV 2 years
ago. Right, there's talks about him TV. He was going to retire. He's lost his passion for football, whatever. We have no idea what coaches are going to be out there. And right now it feels like the Giants, unlike your Jets, have fired their coach and are right here in the market on what is turning out to be one of the great years ever for head coaching candidates.
Yes.
So as excited as I was yesterday,
you were so excited.
My face, I had the big smile on my face.
That's
and I
right.
still do, because the Giants are going to get a good head coach one way or another. But that is the chess game. The chess game, honestly, is how do the Giants handle this? How do they go about ensuring themselves a coach that they want and not hurting themselves by playing the game? Because you're right. Multiple jobs could open up, and if you're waiting for Harbaugh while Stefanski takes a job,
you lose both of them.
And
it's
then
on the
suddenly
table.
Harbaugh decides, you know what, I am going to go to Buffalo. You could lose
and
out.
I'll tell you this,
and that would be a disaster.
If that happens, that is so Jet-esque, obviously for the Giants. If that happened, if that happened for your long suffering Giants fans who are upset that Joe Shane's coming back. Most of you are, not all, but most of you are. I know while Joe Shane shouldn't bite that bullet because that's an ownership decision, more so than is it a Joe Shane decision. He's going to have to go along with whatever they decide, obviously. He may sign off on it, but he's not making the decision on the next head coach, especially if it's someone of the caliber of Harbaugh, Tomlin, you know, a little less to Stefanski, et cetera, et cetera. Then I think you will have the biggest Armageddon in the history of the Giant franchise. Like, worse than Ray Hanley being caught at a truck stop on the New Jersey Turnpike. And you can look at on your own.
I've forgotten the name Ray Hanley. We don't need
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. That's why I go to the Vince Lombardi rest stop all the time just to see if he's still there. That being said, this is going to be great theater for guys
me.
Because you're right. In a year in which it seems like we might have the most proven available coaching talent, my New York Jets decide we're not looking for an upgrade.
I know.
Typical
it's
us.
It's amazing.
But you guys have
hit
put
it
your,
perfectly.
You guys as Giants fans, and I'm here for all, it's like, I'm going to go buy myself an English muffin, toast it, put butter on it, put my feet up, and slowly nibble on it while I watch you guys get your hearts destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the reality. Giants fans have put their hearts on the table. You've expressed your love for two candidates now.
Yes.
First, it was Stefanski.
Yes.
Totally get it. Now it's Harbaugh. It might be LaFleur. It might be Tomlin, like we discussed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be really interesting, and it's unlikely, but it's on the table, you could lose all of them.
Yeah.
You could misplay this so badly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they will.
Right.
But the New York Giants are now in a life or death game of chess.
Yeah.
And my question to you, you're going to represent Giants fans on this show. Do you believe the New York Giants play the castle, the king, the queen, the bishop, and the pawn right? or do you think they're left holding their junk in their hands?
Well, a castle's not a piece. A castle is a move you make with
castle
you.
Castle is a piece. It's the knight. But go ahead.
They call it a castle?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Right. Again, grandmaster.
Okay, all right, you got me.
Checkers.
I thought the castle was when you move your king. That doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. No, there's no doubt about it. They have to go get John Harbaugh. I agree with you. That they have to go get him. Anything short of Harbaugh or Tomlin.
They will.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. I honestly do believe, and maybe I'm playing checkers. And maybe I'm playing giant checkers with my red and blue pieces.
There you go.
I got it under the Christmas tree, and I got my giant sweatshirt on today's Yankees. But I honestly believe that this job is extremely appealing in many ways. Mm-hmm. And with the quarterback, we went through all the different reasons. And I truly do believe the Mara family in this organization understands the gravitas of this moment and how bad it's been for a decade. And honestly, unfortunately, we don't want to like talk about this, but this might be, unfortunately, the last decision he makes.
I agree. Sadly.
Yes. All right? I don't want to emphasize that, but that is a possibility. And I just don't think that this organization, and it's already out there, Craig, you're not acknowledging the reporting that Harbaugh wants the Giants. Anything could happen. The world could spin on the opposite way on its axis. Like, yeah, Buffalo could open up. This job could open up. We'll see. Right. I have no idea what's possible. Anything is possible. But as of right now, John Harbaugh has expressed interest to anyone who will listen. It's being reported multiple places that John Harbaugh sees the Giants in the same way they view him as the best match for him to come coach and run a franchise with a young quarterback on a rookie contract. He doesn't have to worry about the $78 million that quarterbacks can be worth.
That's right.
For their tax number. Like, it's got an offensive line anchored by a left tackle. It's got a stud wide receiver. It's got the rush. It's got everything. It's the New York Giants. And as bad as they've been.
That doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yes, it does. As bad as it's been, as many mistakes as they've made, this is still a premier franchise.
I don't think
it is. And this owner, it is.
It's not.
It is.
I mean, we could say it
and
is.
It is.
But they don't act like it. They don't do business like
it. Mistakes.
They don't play like it.
Well, they don't play like it.
Unfortunately, the New York Giants are no longer a prestigious organization.
I don't know. They're not. I still think
they're living on memories and history.
Yeah.
The New York Giants' success is in the Smithsonian. The New York Giants being thought of as one of the top-tier, most respected organizations in football is something our grandfathers told us about. But they haven't lived or acted that way in a long, long time. Like, it's okay to have a couple of down years and rebuild yourself quickly and get back at it.
Right.
But let's call it the way it is.
It's been a decade.
The New York Giants are the New York Jets, just in blue. Let's not act like the New York Giants are anything but that. The New York Giants, historically, one of the founding teams and franchises of the NFL. Mm-hmm. We all respect that. But the reality is that they haven't acted like that, nor have they been thought like that in a very, very long time, over a decade now, since anyone could talk about the Giants the way we used to. It's the 1970s all over again for the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason.
And the minute they hired George Young, they came back to being the Giants.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
But George Young wasn't a coach. George Young knew how to
and then he hired
put
Parcells.
Coaches together and then draft well. Right,
Harbaugh's,
and by the way,
Harbaugh's are
and they
young.
Kept the George Young tree alive for 40 freaking years.
Yeah, I know they did.
Right? So, but
part
here's
of the problem.
Here's the sad there. Reality for you and for. And I'm not trying to be a bad guy,
but I'm
just being honest. And if everybody agrees that John Harbaugh is the number one candidate, and I think everyone does agree with that, so that's not up for debate, right? That means that other franchises and their fan bases. Feel the same way.
We found out last night that a team that even had a coach that we find out
Dolphins.
Now it's the Dolphins.
Right.
Last night we weren't sure. It's the Dolphins that reached out even with a head coach. A head coach that they said was going to help hire the GM.
If that's the case, this is why you guys are playing with fire. It's not your fault. You have no choice right now but to wait. But the reality is that if I'm Green Bay Packers, Buffalo Bills, just use them for example, okay?
Right.
If I'm those two teams, and I'm like, I think I reached the ceiling with what I'm going to accomplish with Matt LaFleur and Sean McDermott. It's been very good, but not good enough to win a championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I think, and my football people think, that John Harbaugh is better than those guys. The Giants can't compete against those two franchises should they reach out. You come in third if it's those three teams.
To you, And to, you know,
to
the
everybody.
Perception.
I speak for the world.
I don't think so. I honestly don't know. I don't know how he feels about his legacy. There's a lot of questions. Is he bitter against the Baltimore Ravens? Does he want to keep a legacy in Baltimore? Because I'll tell you right now, his legacy is hurt in Baltimore if he goes to Buffalo and comes out and beats them in the playoffs. Like, I don't know how he feels about that.
I think he'd feel pretty good about it.
All right. Well,
I think
maybe.
He'd probably go home and hug his wife and say, I'm the man. I don't think he's worried about
maybe
what Baltimore thinks of him if he beats them in the playoffs.
I don't know.
Of course you know that.
I don't know that. We assume he doesn't want to go be a Raider because he doesn't want to play his brother twice.
Hold on.
Like, we're just making assumptions.
You don't think you would get great satisfaction?
I don't know.
Of coaching Josh Allen and going into Baltimore and beating the Ravens?
You think he would go be the Steelers head coach?
100%.
You think he would go take the Steelers job?
If they had Josh Allen, I think the Green Bay job, if it opens up, is his.
Right.
I think the Bills job, if it opens up, is his.
Right.
100%. And I think he takes both their jobs and tells the New York Giants, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously a reasonable take. I can't argue with you that those two jobs, Green Bay and Buffalo for sure. Josh Allen is the better job. There's no doubt. But here's what I would say, because this is ultimately what you're asking. Are they going to screw it up? How do you play the game of chess? I am willing to, for the first time, I'm going to go against your thought.
Do it.
I think the Giants are a premier franchise. I think the Giants are set up to have a team of the future with the young quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I think that I would be willing to play the game and wait for Harbaugh.
The premier franchise.
I am waiting. I'm not hiring
Stefanski. That lets Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, premier franchise.
Yeah. The mistake was drafting him second overall. You want to know the truth.
That's fair.
That was the mistake. But I'll tell you, no, I'm telling you right now. I would not hire Stefanski. I would not hire anybody else. I would see what happens because it does work both ways. Other coaches, if he does want the Giant job and suddenly Tomlin's out there, now he's got to worry about whether or not Tomlin's going to take the Giant job. Buffalo doesn't open up, but Pittsburgh does. Tomlin's out there. Now I got competition for both teams, like it for both coaches. It does work both ways. I am willing to play the game. I am waiting.
I am going
big game hunting.
Good.
I'm getting Harbaugh or I'm getting Tomlin, and that's it. And I'm not hiring Stefanski just to make sure I don't have egg on my face. This is the moment the Giants stand up and remember who they were. And this job is good enough. The quarterback's good enough. What they've built is good enough. And who they are is good enough. And they're going to wait for Harbaugh and they're going
to
get him.
Well, here's my pledge to you.
Yeah.
This big right shoulder of mine.
They're going to get him.
I've been
Greg.
Doing, what are these called?
You're not going to do this to me today.
What are these called? I've been doing a lot of these. What are these called when you hit the weight room?
Hell would I know.
What are these called?
Lifts?
Butterflies?
Nah, not lifts. What the hell is this thing called? I do this 60 pounds. I do this all day. See this big shoulder of mine?
Yeah, well, my shoulder shrugs. Those
no,
are little...
it's not a shrug. This is called when you stand up and the weight's in front of you. And it's like a bicep barbell.
Yeah.
And you got both hands in the middle.
Yeah.
And you pull it up.
Yeah.
What's this called? Like I don't know what it's called,
but I do it.
I do a lot of these. Pumping cattle.
You look very comfortable doing it.
My right shoulder is here for your big head. Because
I
if the Giants foobar this,
they're not going to.
And they're left with, hey, we got Mike McCarthy, who I love, by the way.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is just a fat version of Sean Payton. Period, stop. Their records are exactly the same. He's got one of the blah, 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 blah.
Right?
Yeah. You could cry right there, big guy. I want you to see
We're going
it.
Big game
see
hunting.
See that big shoulder of mine?
Big
you
game hunting.
You put that big dome of yours right on my shoulder, and you cry as much as you want.
We're the place
I'm
to
here
be.
For you.
We're the place to be. Anything could happen.
We'll take a quick break. We got all your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. We got lots of stuff. It's not just going to be Harbaugh all day, because I'll shoot myself if that's what it is. And we're going to enjoy the afternoon with you. It's the Carton Show on WFAN. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios. Let that play. Powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely. Nobody. There you go. Take it away, Chrissy Bones. Go ahead.
It's been 2 days. I haven't sung yet.
Yeah.
I'm used to singing.
I got some friends who are sanitation workers in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And they're like, they listen to you when you're doing overnights.
Yeah.
And I would infrequently, I'm not going to tell you this all the time.
No.
I would get phone calls from them. Can you tell your boy we love him, but please stop forcing the Beatles on us at 3 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. Off the great Sgt. Pepper album.
We don't really talk anymore. Something like that. Hey, coming up, I've got one of the great untold, Hollywood scandals of all time. And with audio evidence to back up the claim.
Is that a fact?
Have you ever heard of the Anita Baker, Michael McDonald scandal?
Anita Baker?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that? And I guess I'm dating myself musically just a little bit.
Well, yeah.
And I don't think I'm talking Doobie Brothers. I'm thinking Michael McDonald's solo act.
Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
The king of Yacht Rock.
Are you aware of the Anita Baker, Michael McDonald scandal?
No.
Oh, I'll bring it to you a little bit later.
Okay.
Let's focus on football
first.
Answer
to it?
Well, I have evidence.
Are you
going to
unsolved mysteries here?
Yes, I think that's what it is. Now, I only learned about it this morning and did a little due diligence on it. Had my TV, as you know, I have a staff here.
Sure.
And had had my staff produce it for me. And I'm going to hear it live in real time with you. So you and I together will kind of be like Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah.
Isn't that the whole
two of the great investigators in European history. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'm not even going to try and correct you on it because we're just going to. I already ruined your the chess master, grandmaster thing with the castle.
It's okay.
I don't want to do it to you twice in 10 minutes.
Quite all right. Quite all right. All right. Like if I get something factually wrong, certainly tell me. I haven't done that yet.
Well, you did twice.
So you just did
twice. Yes.
All right. We're checking the clock right now, and Giants fans.
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry. Harbaugh is not your head coach just yet.
Not yet.
He's not. Here's Gibby. In Long Island on the fan. Gibby, good afternoon. How are you?
Gibby.
What's up, Spike?
Good guys. Good guys. Hey, congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
You know, I called into CMAC the other day. I'm going to try and make a couple of quick points. First of all, comparing the Jets and the Giants is absurd.
Why?
The Giants were incredibly, because they were way more competitive during the entire year. They basically could have easily won 8 or 9 games.
No, but,
and the fact that they didn't,
hang on.
Giant is so
by
a mile.
And I will let you get all your points, I promise, but that's just factually incorrect. Here's the deal. And I don't know if you have children or not. If you want to believe in a participation trophy where eighth place gets a nice little plaque, then yes, you're right. At the end of the day, what was their record?
Yeah, I understand. You are what your record says.
Now, hold on.
I just dropped my son off. He's a D1 lacrosse player to go back to school. So, yes, I understand sports. But you do have to look at the competitiveness. And the difference is the Giants have their leader. That team is 100% behind Jackson Dart. And I think certainly as a rookie, he proved his worth. Second of all.
That's fair.
Okay. Harbaugh is obviously a absolutely, you know, given product. You know, he's a winner. He's been a winner. Bottom line, he's 63. To a certain extent, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of a younger guy at the helm, but I understand, you know, he's got track record. He's got the track record, okay? Third of all, if you look at the overall Giants roster in general, okay, they were missing their best wide receiver, okay? Scataboo, who looked like, you know, an all-world kid, who obviously had a great relationship.
I think you guys have completely overrated how good Scataboo is and how good Scataboo might be. Scataboo's going to have a 3.5-year NFL career. And I'm not sure how good he's going to be off the injury, the gruesome injury he suffered last year. Obviously, when it comes to ACLs, a story that no one seems to be talking about with Malik Nabers.
I'm more worried about him than
Malik Nabers was far more injured than anyone let on at first.
Yep.
He's still walking with a cane, and I think he has a knee brace on as well. And even he admitted that there was more to the surgery that we first were led to believe.
Yep.
We thought it was a garden variety torn ACL. It's not. It's much more than that. And there's a good chance that Malik Nabers is not ready in September.
Yeah.
No one's fault.
No.
That's just the way it goes.
No, one
but
of those,
here's the
once
hard
they opened
thing.
Me up, it looked worse than it actually was thought.
You guys have history on your side. I'm not going to make that comparison.
That's the thing.
But we have to deal at some point with recent history.
Yes.
Like when we talk about the Giants versus the Jets are the Mets to the Yankees. Right? You're never going to win an argument. I'm never going to win an argument.
Right.
If I try to tell you that the New York Jets franchise should be spoken about in the same breath as the New York Giants. I get it. We can't. But if you want to take low-hanging fruit, if you want to just look at recency, if you want to just, let's say, look at the last decade, they are the same. They are the two losingest franchises in the NFL. They've rotated.
Yeah.
Jets, Giants, Giants, Jets, Jets, Giants, Giants, Jets over the last 10 years now. 10 years is a good enough sample size for me to be able to say the New York Jets are merely the Giants in green. The New York Giants are merely the Jets in blue. They are the same.
Well, I think there's actually three different ways to look at it. And one is the current roster, which was with his gentleman's, the caller's point, which I agree with him. I forget participation trophies and what the records are. I think the Giants roster-wise and just where they are is so much of a better job, it's not even worth discussing. Because of Jackson Dart, because of everything else. I 100% believe that if Harbaugh is looking at these two rosters and trying to compare them, I don't know why he would because he wouldn't even consider the Jets, the Giants are clearly the better spot. Now, over the last 10 years, You're 100% correct. Yeah. I would never argue different. I didn't push back on it when you said it because you're not wrong. They have been as bad. I don't care that the Giants had that pop-up playoff season and won a playoff game. Besides that, every year the season's dead by Halloween. Every year it's 3, 4, 5 wins. I don't disagree with you. But what I would say is, and what I'm trying to say to you is,
say it.
I don't think John Harbaugh looks at the New York Giants and sees only the last 10 years. The New York Giants have 4 Super Bowls. The New York Giants, while he was the head coach in Baltimore, won 2 Super Bowls, or at least one. I'm trying to think when he took over, 2008 or whatever. It was right around. But they were a good team that had just won a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl while he was coaching. They are a premier franchise. I'm sorry, for a 62-year-old man taking over an NFL job, the New York Giants have not dulled so much that they are the same as the only one Super Bowl, 1969, lousy franchise New York Jets.
I don't even want to talk about the Jets. The Jets are a non-story. I hear you, though. Because it's okay to talk about your history, you know, over a glass of eggnog in front of the fireplace when that crazy uncle you see twice a year comes by. I get it. Let's talk about the great Lawrence Taylor.
Let's talk
about how great Phil Sims was against the Broncos in the Super Bowl. It's a museum. It's a history story.
But that's what they can still sell.
But John Harbaugh, you can't sell that. Not today, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
John Harbaugh's not coming back, not coming to the Giants because of Lawrence Taylor.
No.
If John Harbaugh chooses the New York Giants, and he's doing the choosing, not them, it's because of the thing you said prior to that, which is he looked at the roster, and he looked at the guys that are still under contract for the next couple of years. And based on that roster, he believes he can very quickly turn this around from 3 wins to 9, from 9 to 12.
Right.
Right?
I think that's definitely number one.
And that's a better argument to me that
no doubt.
When you look at the rosters, all the teams that today are looking for a new head
100%.
Coach, that the Giants roster, starting with what will be their second-year quarterback, is as good or better than the other 5 or 6 rosters. I'm with you on that.
100%.
100%.
I don't think anyone disagrees.
But it's not because... It's not because, Frank Gifford was a New York Giant and then did Monday Night Football. It's not because of that.
Chuck Pagnotta was crying at the goal line because
the Giants took care of business.
When John Harbaugh accepts the job, is he going to talk about those things?
Is he going to mention the great Giants franchise?
And the legacy and the championships and the greatest game ever played against the Colts and the idea that this is the New York
Giants. He's
going
to talk about a game from
the
50s.
New York Giants.
That's what he's going to do.
He's going to talk about the Mara family and Wellington Mara and his influence on the NFL. He's going to talk and the influence he had on what made the NFL the NFL and what we know as it as today.
That's just called ass kissing.
I'm just telling you, it is a premier franchise. You're right. And he's not going to take the job specifically because of that.
Right.
But it is a selling point. It is a special opportunity to take over the New York Giants. I still believe that on some level. You have to have everything in place.
Everything
that has to be in place. Because, and I'm going to say something crazy. Take Josh Allen away from Buffalo, the Giants are the better job. Now, if...
I get it. I totally get it.
Like, they don't have a wide receiver as good as Malik Nabers. I don't know. I don't think they have an offensive lineman as good as Andrew Thomas.
They have a better running back.
They have a better running back.
Yeah.
They have a better running back.
But they have an all-world top three quarterback.
They don't have the front four that the Giants have. I think you could point to the Giants roster and say, amazingly enough, as much as we all want the GM out, this is a very attractive job. And if I'm the Giants this one time, I'm not worried. I'm not scared. I know Marash was being... I'm not losing Stefanski chasing Harbaugh. I'll lose Stefanski. I liked him when he was the best candidate of a crop that I didn't think was all that good.
Your problem is not losing Stefanski. Your problem is, does a wild card round playoff team fire their coach afterwards and then very quickly call Harbaugh? That's your concern.
But the point is, like you said, you could, while waiting for Harbaugh, you could lose the other guys we like.
100%.
That's the fear. But I'm not afraid of it. I'm telling you, I'm not afraid of it. I'll play the game out.
Money's got nothing to do with it.
I would think the Giants would have to pay.
The Giants know exactly what they're going to have to pay.
This is going to be a guy
that makes probably $18-19 million dollars a year for 5 years.
You know what?
And by the way, the Denver Broncos had no problem doing it when they wanted Sean Payton. And what did Sean Payton do? Went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
And now they're the one seed.
Yep. So you can turn around quickly.
And in the long run, you're going to save money because you keep paying 3-4 coaches at a time. Like, hire a guy who's going to just stay here and you don't have to worry about it.
That's true, too. There's a lot of guys on a lot of payrolls not coaching.
Still paying Joe Judge.
And by the way, you know, the Baltimore Ravens probably should get a little tip of the cap, too, because they know full well that Harbaugh is getting a job.
Yeah.
And when Harbaugh gets a job, that means they ain't got to pay him anymore.
Right.
So they're going to go get a big, maybe a big-name coach, one of the best coaches available, maybe Stefanski, maybe whoever, right? And they're not worried about paying two guys because whoever hires Harbaugh has got to pay Harbaugh, and the offset language takes the Ravens off the hook financially.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right.
Now, if Harbaugh, play this out just real quick. Like, I don't know if you've ever been fired in your life. Shockingly, yeah. I've only been fired, I think, twice in my entire career, all right? But sometimes, and I think people listening to us right now who have been fired are going to understand exactly what I'm saying. There are times when a man or a woman gets fired, and it's truly not their fault.
Right.
They did nothing wrong, and it's not fair.
Yep.
And when they're packing up, you know, their desk, and they're crying, and it's upsetting, and they're, you know, giving the shabbos to the boss who fired him and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, if I ever get the chance, I'm going to get that guy back. Well, I don't think John Harbaugh dislikes Steve Bisciotti and the ownership of the Ravens, but play this out for a second.
Yeah.
Because if you want to get someone back, there's a way to do it, even in NFL coaching circles. And this is how you do it. I think he's making $16 million, $17 million right now for the next 2 years. So you go to the Giants. And you say to the Giants, because whenever the Giants pay him, the Ravens don't pay him.
Yes.
All right? So in theory, if he matches, and he would, obviously, the amount of money that the Ravens are paying him, the Ravens are off the hook.
Pay me a
million. So if I'm Harbaugh and I want to screw it to the Baltimore Ravens, I tell the Giants, first 2 years of the deal, I'll take $1 million a year.
Yeah.
All right, that means the Ravens got to pay me 16 or so first year, second year, and then they're off the hook.
Yeah.
That means that they're going to wind up paying 30 or 40 million bucks combined to Harbaugh and whoever they hire. The Giants could get the best available candidate for
cheap.
Essentially no money for the first 2 years, and then they got to pay him, you know, 17, 18 million. I'm vindictive like that. Like, if I was ever wronged by a boss and had a chance to get back at him, that's exactly what I would do. It's the last bad trait I have. I've shedded
every other
bad trait.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy again. But the one trait my former therapist said, you got to let that one go, and I can't, I refuse to, is vindictiveness. I know who's wronged me. I have a list.
You have a list.
And I will get them all back before I'm dead. I'm halfway through it.
Good for you. Halfway
there. Halfway there.
That's good.
Halfway home. Halfway home.
But, I mean, do the names keep adding up, though? Or have you cut that list off? Or
I've been very lucky, very blessed. I've been with good people. I only surround myself with good people these days.
Good.
I had a little 18-month run where I kind of threw that into the wind.
Yeah.
But I'm back.
There we go.
Let me say this before we take some more calls. Full transparency, the owner of this company is one of my best friends in the world, and he'll be joining us, I think, next week, maybe he's coming in. But tonight, fans get the first look at who's heading to Fanatics Fest 2026. I can tell you right now that me and Big Mac are.
Yes.
And there's some other things we'll announce in regards to that in a week or two, but me and Big Mac will be there broadcasting live, but Fanatics Fest is back July 16th through the 19th at the Javits Center again right here in the big city. New York Giants running back Cam Scataboo is going to reveal the first lineup of talent live tonight at 6:30 p.m. on his now very popular Twitch stream.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stream where he told people how he likes to wipe his ass.
Yes.
If you remember that?
I do remember.
The names drop in real time. Fans will see it happen first. So watch live tonight on Twitch and find out who's headed to Fanatics Fest in July. There's going to be a second announcement of other, I guess, podcasts and shows and celebrities that are going to be at Fanatics Fest, I think in a week or two.
Yeah.
So kind of like a double announcement.
Great time.
So there you go. You and I broadcast live from there.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
Looking forward to it.
Here's Big Dave in Brooklyn on the fan. Dave, what's going on, buddy? Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing today?
Good, David.
All right.
Congratulations on the job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to talk to Steve Mack because there's a couple of points he's made that I just don't agree with.
Okay.
The first one is that what makes him think that the Giant job is the top job? Because the thing with Harbaugh is they're going to go to wherever they're getting paid the most money.
Yeah, he'll get the same money anyway, though.
Pay him $20 million a year? Or do you think that Blank's going to pay him $20 million a year? And the Falcons have a pretty good offense already established. All he has to do is rebuild the defense.
Who's their quarterback?
The quarterback could be Penix. He's still a young guy.
Oh,
Penix is the same as what the Giants have in Jackson Dark?
No, he's not as good as Jackson Dark, but if this guy's going to develop.
John Harbaugh wants to win. You know how much money John Harbaugh's made over his career? I'm not saying that he's going to do it for free. I'm not saying he's not going to take a big contract. He's going to get a lot of money. He's not making his decision over $1 million or $2. I don't believe that. I don't think if the Falcons offered him 20 and the Giants offered him 17, I honestly don't think he's going to Atlanta for $3 million.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I don't think money's the issue. I think the New York Giants are going to make him the offer that he wants.
Yeah.
I think all teams that want him are willing to make the offer.
Yep.
Look, you can't forget the fact that there's no such thing as a small market NFL owner.
Yeah.
They've all got billions of dollars, and they've no problem if they think they have the right coach, because whether we like it or not, you know, a new platform of salary has been set for the upper echelon guys.
Yeah.
You know, Sean Payton went to Denver and got $18 million a year, right? Andy Reid is making $20 million a year. He's going to get between $17 and $20 million a year.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I mean, you know, the worst team in football would give him that much money because that's how highly regarded he is. So it's not about the money.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's widely regarded. The Giants have the best ready-made team. They have the young quarterback on a rookie contract. I can't tell you. That is what every organization wants. That's why they draft these young kids, because now they have Jackson Dart for another 4 years on the cheap, theoretically. They could always rip up the contract and give a new one. But for the next 4 years with the fifth-year option, and he is a first-round pick, for the next 4 years they have this quarterback on the cheap and able to put money around him. It's how Seattle was able to keep the Legion of Boom when they had Russell Wilson. Like, this is the exact thing you want. They've got a front four that can get after the quarterback. They have the quarterback. They have one of the better offensive left tackles in the sport, and they have a stud wide receiver and a good running back tandem between Scadaboo and Tracy. This is as good a job as available today that there is in the NFL, without question, far better than Atlanta or anybody else you're going to call me and try and sell me on. The New York Giants are in as good a position as any of the teams looking for a head coach right now.
By the way, last night was a historical night in sports. I'm not sure if you are aware of that. I know we got to take a break. The number to join is 888-808-1019. Did you see what happened last night? Did you see what the NHL did last night? You know, the NHL is obviously desperate for more viewers.
Yes.
And the Winter Classic, unfortunately, had the smallest audience of all time.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do it on New Year's Day like they should, right?
Right about that, yeah.
Mistake. So the NHL apparently is trying to go the way of college football and trying to Americanize the sport a little bit more. Have you seen this story?
No.
Yeah, so Americans love bowls. Super Bowl, you know, Citrus Bowl, mm-hmm. Orange Bowl.
Pop-Tart Bowl.
Pop-Tart Bowl. So the NHL announced this morning... yesterday they announced it, that they're trying to Americanize the sport more. So they, yesterday was their first ever bowl game. Did you didn't see that? Huh?
No, I didn't. Sure? As the NHL is trying to Americanize itself? No,
because there are more
see...
American kids playing hockey.
Sure.
It's a great sport, as you know.
It's a fantastic
My
sport.
Son played pond hockey the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, damn right
On
he
a pond?
Did. Can't skate backwards, but he played pond hockey.
That's
right. In any event.
Yeah.
So they had their first ever bowl game yesterday.
Yeah, what bowl game?
It was Edmonton against Nashville. And, it's called the Diddy Bowl. Predators versus Oilers. Diddy Bowl. Sure if you got that one or not.
No.
And for the first time ever, the Predators lost.
They lost to the Oil?
Yeah, and good news, they're doing it again next week. Yeah. So if you want to watch the NHL's version of the Diddy Bowl, you can watch the Predators and Oilers again next week. Oilers won 6-2 last night, and they'll try again next week. So I give the NHL a lot of credit.
It's a bold
creative,
move.
creative
a bold move.
Well, look, creative marketing of nothing.
Yes, yeah. And the Oilers have to play nothing but rookies. So they're the baby Oilers.
All right. 10 in front of 3.
Right.
It's the Carton Show with Big Mac and Carton. Stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys, 3 double board certified pain specialists at Samuel Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and will get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatments. Join me in thousands of 5-star reviews who trust Samuel for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments available with offices in Colonia, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samuel Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. It's samuelpain.com.